Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Yours is here to share over 25 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you you can be. And now your host, Keisha Yours.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today, and bringing you radio that empowers you to heal you. And top of the day, Benny.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
Always nice to be back in the studio with you.
I know. It's always a pleasure to have you, too. My smile gets like 10 times bigger.
And brighter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yours, too.
Thank you.
Something about the show.
It's the Superman.
Aww.
He's back.
Yay.
Do you still have that costume I bought for you?
I do, as a matter of fact. Side note, Keisha bought me a Superman outfit, and yes, I did. I wore it the day she gave it to me.
It's posted on healthyyouradio.com.
It's still there. Thanks. No, I thought I looked pretty good in it, actually.
You did, and you make everybody here sound so good. You are Superman,
thank you
right?
so much.
Yeah. So we have a great guest. In fact, I distracted Benny before we went on air because I told him that she's the won the award for the sexiest raw food chef for, I think, a few years here.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, all right, well, I've got to look.
That's right. We've got to see who this is because it's radio after all. So my guest today is Annie Pio. She's on a mission to show the world that eating healthy doesn't have to mean forcing down boring salads every day. She's an award-winning raw food chef, and Annie uses seasonal, local, organic, fresh produce coupled with nuts and seeds to create tantalizing recipes that are delicious. They lower cholesterol and they help to lose unwanted pounds. They also boost the immune system and promote a healthy planet. Hence, she's a guest on this show today.
Yay!
So Annie is the author of 4 popular cookbooks. Annie's Raw Food Asia is her latest one. And she's coming to Seattle to promote that. So you get to go meet her, Benny.
Sweet.
That's right.
All right.
The Woodmark Hotel. So we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right.
She's also the author of Annie's Raw Food Essentials, Annie's Raw Food Desserts, and Annie's Raw Food Kitchen, which got awarded the Best Vegetarian Cookbook in the USA in 2007. Now, I'm having a theory that Annie really loves her desserts. And that is why I love her cookbooks.
Let's figure it out right away.
That's right. That's right. She's quickly become the go-to girl on healthy living using fresh, whole, and raw food ingredients. She's the recipient of 4 Best of Raw 2008 and 2009 awards for Best Chef, Favorite Cookbook, and Favorite Educator. And she's also won the Sexiest Raw Vegan Woman for both 2008, 9, and 10. And that's pretty obvious why. Just have to look her up.
I already have.
Headshot on Healthy You Radio. One of the prominent experts in the raw food community, Annie's developed raw vegan menus for Carnival Cruise Lines, Adidas Headquarters, Stomp, and Whole Foods Markets, among others. So I can go on and on because she has a very impressive CV, but I am going to bring her on to the show
right
now.
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
I know.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Healthy You Radio, Annie.
Hello. Hi, Keisha and Benny. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's really wonderful to talk to you. I actually recommend your books all the time for people that are trying to get into raw food because I think you have a very nice way of presenting it and helping people to make that transition because it's kind of a difficult transition, isn't it?
I guess that's why I write my books. I want to show people that it really doesn't have to be difficult. I actually find it much easier. Much easier than just, like peeling an orange or biting into an apple or maybe throwing a couple ingredients into a blender and blending up.
Now,
like a dressing or a smoothie or a sauce or a soup. I think it's much easier, actually, than cooking.
And that's the key, I think, is having the right utensils, because I read that you are the face of the Vitamix now, right?
Yes, for the new Turbo Blend VS.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they're including a Get Fresh DVD. It's a 60-minute DVD of me and all the boxes.
Oh.
Really excited about that, because I've grown up with a Vitamix my whole life. So I think, like, in the early 70s, my parents got one at the country fair, and brought it home. So I just grew up playing with the Vitamix all the time to make, like, sorbets and make smoothies and to make sauces and soups. And this is really a huge honor now to actually be working with them.
Oh, that's
it's
neat.
Really cool.
Well, I mean, I have to say that actually, I believe it's the Vitamix that got me into raw food cooking, and it's due to my son, my second child. We would go to Costco all the time, you know, and they would have their demonstration going on every few months, and he would come running over to me and say, "Mom, we need to get this. We can make soups in there. We don't have to cook it," you know, and he would just be so excited about it. And so finally, I bought one, and it's been one of our favorite friends in my household. So it really is true that it's a great... I think really having that tool in your kitchen is really essential. You have to have the right stuff to really get this going.
I use the analogy of a carpenter. You know, like the carpenter has their workshop, and that's what makes it so fun to do all of their, you know, routing and sawing and sanding. And, you know, so if we have the right kitchen tools, which really the easiest thing is to just have a blender and a food processor. Those two things make life so much easier and faster. So the food processor just speeds up chopping. We can do it without the food processor by just chopping with a knife by hand, but it just takes so much longer. You just put ingredients, dry ingredients, into a food processor and just turn it on for a couple seconds. It just chops everything. And then with the blender, it just blends more, you know, liquid types of things, again, like soups and sauces and dressings, things that have more water content. Mm-hmm. You just blend it in the Vitamix. It just, it's so fast. And then cleanup is so fast, too. You just rinse it out and you're done.
Right. You know, I broke my food processor 2 days ago with dried apricots. So
So they got stuck and then it kept going, and it burned it out.
And it really is like a carpenter. It's like the carpenter saw just broke.
Oh, no.
I know. It was on Easter. I was making an Easter treat for my family and I went, oh, no. So, right
that's
in the middle.
I do love that the Vitamix has that it automatically turns off if it gets too heated.
Yeah, well, this was a little piece. I don't know. We're throwing out names of brands and companies here, but it was a Bosch processor, and it has a plastic thing that holds on to the different blades, and that just snapped off on the top of it.
Oh,
so it won't hold
goodness.
The blade anymore. So, anyway, I don't know. What do you recommend for your food processor? What brand?
I really think any of them work, to be quite honest. I think that I've used different ones. I don't even know what's in my kitchen. You know, anything for like a Cuisinart or a KitchenAid, you know, any of those usually work just fine. And I always just say I don't want money to make it prohibitive for somebody to get these, you know, these different tools in their kitchen. So, you know, food processors range from $30 to like, you know, $300. So, you know, it's whatever the price range. I think a lot of them work pretty much the same. I do recommend that we start with a 7-cup or a 9-cup food processor. You don't want to start with the little, like, 1-cup because it just doesn't make enough at once, and then it's not as powerful. The engine, the motor's not as powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So any, like, 7-cup works just great for, like, you know, 1 to 4 people.
Right.
Food.
Okay. Yeah, I have 4 children, so we've got 6 people in our family, so we have a big super duper one.
Yeah. You need a RoboCoop. Like the big industrial one.
Exactly. So we have, since we've done more and more raw food in our household, it's brought my family into the kitchen. And I have all these little sous chefs now, and I just say, okay, you do this. And it's so satisfying. And I'm not sure why... preparing food in this way is more satisfying than when I was cooking everything. Can you explain
maybe
that?
It's just starting from just all whole, fresh ingredients, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the colors are vibrant. We're just starting with fruits and vegetables and then nuts and seeds. So it's all just food in its whole form. It hasn't been processed yet or broken down. And then kids just love that, you know? And I actually call it raw food play food because a lot of times kids can just get in there and they could be our food processor or our mixer. They can just get their hands in there and, like, mix things up for us. And, you know, kids, I used to go to a friend's house who has every summer, he has edible landscape. So he has cherry tomato trees, bushes growing everywhere. And his little, I think he was maybe like 4-year-old son and I would walk around with a big bowl and pick cherry tomatoes. And then he would go into the kitchen with me, stand on the counter, look into the Vitamix, put everything in there, and then put on the lid, and then we turn it on together. And they just love, like, watching this, like, whole food that, especially when they've just picked it out of the earth, out of their garden, and see it transformed. And, you know, the colors are so vibrant. The aromas are so vibrant and fresh because when you're not heating things, I just feel like the smells, the colors, the flavors are just so much fuller and more vibrant. And I think that the kids really appreciate that.
The tastes just pop. And my kids, just to be clear, are age 13 to 22, so they're not little. And they love the process of when I say, okay, we're going to make cheese, you know, and they go, oh, you know, I thought we didn't do dairy anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll say, no, we're going to make this with cashews, you know, and or Brazil nuts or something like that. And so I think also there's this sense of exploration and creativity that goes into this that's really a lot of fun, you know, making taco meat, taco filling, you know, and having it be nut-based with all the different spices and then tasting that and saying, wow, this is amazing, you know, I've never had better tacos than this. Your raw tacos. Tacos are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite recipes. They're so yummy.
Yeah.
But it is so fun because that's what I really enjoy about developing raw food recipes. It's really an alchemy. It's really understanding, well, what is the mouthfeel of something that is similar to this in the cooked world that may not be vegan or gluten-free or dairy-free or raw, right? So what's the mouthfeel, and then what is the flavor profile, and then how can I come sort of close to that? You know, so like you're saying, the taco meat, that's like processed down nuts or seeds. They're in little chunks, so it's very much the same size, and it looks like taco ground beef. But then so it has that mouthfeel, and it has that oiliness because you're using oilier nuts, like walnuts. But then we're adding in the cumin and the coriander, the same spices that give it the flavors and taste in the actual ground meat version. And so it's just, I find that it's just so creative and so fun. And I really feel like it is, in a way, molecular. It's like molecular gastronomy. There's a whole movement of molecular. But as I've been studying that more, I'm realizing raw foods actually innately has a lot of that molecular in it because we're sort of using unfamiliar or, you know, ingredients that we typically wouldn't use together to create a certain form or a certain texture, a certain appearance, and a certain flavor profile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just so fun. I find it to be so creative.
Oh, it's just delicious, too. So we have to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about what are the benefits of raw food versus cooked. What's the nutritional profile of this? This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. We'll return in a moment with Annie Pio.
Look younger and feel beautiful with Fern Life Center's new Fern Simples Ayurvedic skincare line. Anything you put on your skin is absorbed by your body, so shouldn't it be all natural, organic, and good enough to eat? Fern Simples products are all natural, organic, and good enough to eat. Our skincare line is formulated by Keisha Ewers, ARNP, Ayurvedic and functional medicine practitioner, using the ancient wisdom and recipes of Ayurveda and the latest anti-aging research from today's science. Nourish, detox, cleanse, renew, and protect your skin with our complete skincare regimen, which can be individualized to your specific body type or by our expert Ayurvedic estheticians at Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Or look for us this fall in a store near you. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information about Fern Simple's Ayurvedic skincare line. Simply natural, simply balanced, simply beautiful. Mention this ad and receive a free tester of our anti-aging face serum or eye cream. Call 425-391-3376 today.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle, not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment. It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seat of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you call now, you will receive a signature chakra balancing treatment to go along with your colon hydrotherapy session, free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free, if you call now. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program or call 425-391-3376 today.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to radio that empowers you to heal you. And if you can't find us on your radio dial here at 1150 AM KKNW Alternative Talk, Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m., you can find us live on healthyyouradio.com. There's a listen to the show live button there. Or on Facebook if you fan page us. I'd love for you to do that and then chime in on what guests you would like to hear from, what information you would like to know. Are you confused about conflicting information you're seeing in the media? And we'll try and take that on for you and help clear things up. Also on Healthy You Radio, there's an archive shows page. You can go there and find all this great information from experts in their fields that have to do with health and wellness across the spectrum. And you can podcast us and take that information wherever you are 24/7. So joining me today is Annie Pio, who is the author of four different raw food cookbooks. The latest is Annie's Raw Food. No, it's the Asian cookbook. What's it called again? Annie's Raw Food
Annie's
Asia.
Annie's Raw Food Asia.
That's right. So welcome back to the show, Annie.
Hello. Thank you.
So you have an award-winning uncooking show on YouTube, Annie's Raw Food Kitchen Show?
Yes, I do.
And so
you can find that at youtube.com/AnniePhilo.
All right. And this is probably a great place for people to go that are wondering how to transition.
Yeah. That's why I made all my videos, because I found that, you know, because conceptually it's such a leap. They're like, what, I can have cheese without dairy? What do you mean? I'm going to make cheese with cashews and lemon and garlic and salt? So when they see, you know, when they can see me demoing it in a video and they see that I just put these ingredients into a food processor, let it go, and there you are, cheese, I think it just demonstrates how easy it is. It makes it more accessible for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I make those videos.
Wonderful. And I think that the, you know, when I was trying to make coconut milk yogurt, I went to YouTube. It's a great place to go. It's the go-to.
Absolutely.
For people. Yeah. So I know that one of the barriers for me for going raw at first was to get organized. So this does take some organization, because you always want fresh things in your kitchen to pull from, and there's some staples that you probably want to have on hand all the time that we now have all the time. And then you need to be thinking ahead about what you want soaking, right?
Yes.
So
some of the staples that I just find that I always have maybe like 3 or 4 or maybe even 6 different types of nuts and seeds. I keep them in jars. I'll get them like at a pound at a time, or sometimes a half a pound. But I always have those in my pantry.
I get 5 pounds at a time. That's hilarious.
A pound at a time.
No, I mean, I get 5 pounds of every nut at a time, because I have a bigger family. That's why.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When I have my catering kitchen, it's like 50 pounds. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they keep for a long time, you know, so it's easy to have those dry ingredients available, and then also always having our dry spices and herbs. So if we always have, you know, our spice pack available, and then we have our condiments that we can have in the refrigerator, like our unpasteurized miso, our namashoyu, or if you want gluten-free, our Bragg's, our all different like seasonings, we can have that in the fridge. Along with every week, I'm blessed because I'm in Southern California, so I'm in Los Angeles. We have farmers markets all year round. We have farmers markets every day. So I can find one every day. So I go at least like twice a week. And I just go without a shopping list for me. And I just go and see what looks good to me, what draws me, what smells good to me. And then I just buy whatever I want. And then I bring that fresh home. But what's usually in my fridge are lemons and limes. And then things that last longer again, like apples and oranges are really great right now. All different kinds, cara-cara and all these different yummy tangelos and everything. And then when I do buy my greens, I always choose the greens that last longer. I like hardier greens. I like things like kales and chards. And I find that, you know, they will last actually a couple weeks in my fridge because I'm getting them from the farmer's market. Whereas, like, you know, the butter lettuces and things like that will maybe last only a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, what else do I have? So nuts and seeds, vegetables. I think that's basically it. Mm-hmm. So I just make sure to have, you know, my dry stuff, like, in my pantry, and then have the fresh stuff in my fridge. And then I always have things that I can just go to and make and put together.
And we keep cilantro. We love cilantro in my household.
Yeah.
So we keep great, copious amounts of cilantro and fresh basil and rosemary. And that's really what makes things pop. It's so wonderful.
Absolutely. Because, you know, if we think about cooked food, a lot of times cooked food, and especially packaged and processed foods, are very high in sodium. Why do they need to add sodium? Because they have been cooked and overheated and they've been sitting there for maybe like a year for the packaged food product. So it doesn't have a lot of vibrancy. It doesn't have a lot of freshness or flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So they're compensated by using salt. Well, in raw food, what I've discovered, and I wonder if you've also discovered, that when we use a lot of the fresh herbs and spices, we don't actually have to use salt even. Mm-hmm. It's so vibrant. It has so much flavor. Like a lot of times when I'm using like thyme and rosemary and, you know, cilantro and all that kind of stuff, I don't even use salt.
Mm-hmm. I love Celtic sea salt because it has the minerals intact. So I do use some of that because I think it's healthy.
I love garnishing with it.
Yes,
even just putting it on top of an ice cream.
Yeah,
on top of a chocolate dessert. I like to garnish with it, but I find that personally, I don't cook as much with the salt. But I love adding it to things on top as a plating for the texture and the bite, and to have that little flavor.
So we put all of our nuts in glass jars, like you were saying, and we put them, we have a shelf out on our deck where it stays cool. And it is so funny to watch my family go out there, like kids in a candy shop, and my husband, he's the worst kid in a candy shop. And he'll just take a little container out there and pick the group of nuts he wants, put them together, add some fruit to that, and then eat that, you know, on his way to work in the morning with some coconut flakes or something. And I just think, oh, so great.
I love golden berries and goji berries, too. I forgot to mention those things.
Oh, yeah.
Dehydrated fruits.
Mm-hmm.
I love those as well. I just make yummy trail mixes.
So am I right that you love your desserts?
I do love my desserts. I feel like desserts are the perfect, not even transition. It's just the perfect thing to add to any meal.
Yeah.
No matter where you're going, even if it's a potluck, it's people who are having like barbecue ribs or whatever. If you take a raw food dessert, it just blends in. People don't even notice that it's raw food.
That's true.
You know, like I can make a cobbler. You know, like if you make like a mango cobbler or a peach cobbler or something. You know, the crust is made with pecans that are processed down and they're bound together with sticky dates, which are a fruit full of fiber and potassium and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being sweetened by a fruit. And then I like to put in a little bit of coconut oil so it has a little bit of that buttery mouthfeel and texture and taste to it. And then a little bit of salt. I add salt to my desserts. I love adding salt. So add a little bit of salt, and I'll use that as a crumble over sliced fruit, or put it into a cobbler baking tray and put it out on a table with like a potluck, and people will eat it and not even think that it's not cooked.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And they're like, wow, this is really good. How'd you make it? And then in the description, when I explain how I made it, then they're like, but did you bake it? And I'm like, no, you don't have to bake it. You don't have to wait. You can eat it right away. You don't have to like soak it to get all the crusties off because it's been baked on. Like, cleanup is super easy. So, and then it clicks. They're like, oh my gosh, it wasn't baked. It wasn't cooked. It's raw.
Right. And puddings, you know, using an avocado as a base. What a great, what a great thing.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
So popular. Yeah. I mean, they do that already in Southeast Asia.
Mm.
You know, like in Vietnamese cuisine and, you know, that in Southeast Asia is very popular to do that, to make desserts and to make mousses with avocado. But, you know, and they make shakes with avocado. I have an avocado shake like a smoothie in my Annie's Raw Food Asia book. And then they couple that with chocolate. But, you know, in America, it'd be, like, weird to see, like, this green frosting. So a really easy way is to actually hide it with cacao powder.
Right.
And no one would ever guess it's in there. And it creates this amazing, fluffy, you know, heart-healthy fat and this fluffy texture, and it's so yummy.
It is so good. Yeah, it really is. When I was first making it for the very first time, I had my little food processor, so I threw that in there, and then I added the cacao powder, and my son was watching me, and he said, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Just hang on, hang on." I know, and then I got a spoon, and I tasted it. I went, "Oh, my gosh, this is so good." And I said, "Taste this," and he couldn't believe it. So it's really wonderful to surprise people that way, too.
Yeah, and I mean, I just love raw desserts because it's all the things that, I mean, I have a sweet tooth, I love desserts. And so I remember, you know, when I used to eat like flour, butter, sugar, cream, eggs, you know, I feel guilty after eating a big piece of chocolate, raspberry ganache fudge cake. I feel like I have to go running for an hour. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, when you're making desserts with fruit, nuts, and seeds, you can actually eat cobbler, cake, pie, ice cream, pudding for breakfast, lunch, or dinner as a meal. And it's actually good for you. So it's not like, you know, you're adding on these empty calories that you have to feel guilty about. You actually feel really good because you're doing your body good. You're doing the planet good. No animals have suffered. Like, all around, you can't lose, right? You can have your cake and eat it, too. That's why I just love desserts so much.
Well, and it's a wonderful thing to take guilt out of eating because that's a big deal for a lot of people. And in my medical practice, I see that in women a lot. So they use food either as a comfort or as sort of a whipping thing. You know, I'm a bad person, so therefore I'm going to eat. You know, oh, well, I ate badly, so now I'm just going to go down in flames and eat more. And there's just such a negative body image a lot of times, and food gets used so often for something that it's not meant to be. And so by doing it this way, it's fuel for your body. It's pleasurable to all your senses. The process of actually putting it together is also such a wonderful thing. So you get your creativity involved. So it's really a full sensory type of experience to eat this way.
And one thing that I like to speak about a lot when that topic comes up for me and the people that I work with and when I speak at events is I sort of encourage everyone to approach food with an attitude of gratitude because we're so blessed in this country. Like, we're on the West Coast, and I know that, you know, in Seattle there's great American, great amazing produce, and especially you're coming in the summer now, all the blackberries and everything, so amazing. You know, we're blessed in this country that we have food that we can turn down because it may not be organic or because it's not vegan or because it has gluten in it or wheat. You know, there are people in other parts of the world who are starving to death, who have a lack of any food to eat. You know, so really reminding ourselves of that and having gratitude. It's like, so what? If somebody feels like eating French fries or a burger one day and they happen to have it. It's like, if you're going to eat it, have the deepest gratitude and really understand, like, have that connection to the food, really appreciate that it is available to us and that it's nourishing our bodies and appreciate that. And then in the next meal, then go back to eating healthier. But to have that guilt and to carry the guilt, I don't think that serves anyone.
No, it definitely
does not. I agree with you.
All right, we have to take a quick break, Annie, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some nutritional facts that have to do with raw food. I don't even say cooking anymore. Raw food uncooking. This is Keisha Yours. You're listening to Healthy Your Radio. We'll return in a moment.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic Full Body Detox Program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma Detox Program and continued to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today.
425-391-3376. Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free. Not valid with other offers.
Are you ready to find balance in your life? Sometimes life can be challenging on all levels. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Visit Fern Life Center and let Keisha Uris, ARNP, an integrative medical specialist, design a detoxification program that fits your unique needs, body type, and lifestyle. One size does not fit all, and detoxing can potentially be harmful if not done properly. Enter Fern Life Center's detoxification and Panchakarma program and come out with a new lease on life, feeling more energetic, peaceful, and lighter. Call Fern Life Center today and find out what transformation feels like. Call 425-391-3376 and make an appointment with Keisha today. Mention this ad and get a free steam in their unique detoxifying herbalized cedar steamer with any regular massage. Lighten up your body, mind, and spirit. You're worth it. Go to fernlifecenter.com and sign up for Keisha's free monthly newsletter, and you can keep up with the latest health tips, seasonal recipes, words of wisdom, and get your questions answered in her advice column.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Keisha Uris has over 25 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's immune-boosting tips for free. Beat the flu season naturally. Most insurance plans accepted.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Uris, and joining me today is Annie Pio, the author of four different really wonderful award-winning raw food cookbooks, and her latest one is Annie's Raw Food Asia. Welcome back to the show, Annie.
Hello.
So you are going to be in the Seattle area in Kirkland at the Woodmark Hotel on May 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and people can come and meet you, and you're going to have some a couple appetizers from your new book. Is that right?
Yes, I'm really excited to visit.
Well,
it's been about a year since I've been there, so I'm excited to come back.
I'm excited to meet you in person. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And so how do people find the information about this? What's your website information and Facebook and all of that contact information?
Okay, my website is just my name. It's ANIPHYO.com, AnniePHYO.com. And you can also keep up with me on Facebook. So again, it's just facebook.com/annie.pio.rawfood. So again, my name, ANI.PHYO.rawfood. And so that's a great place to keep up with me as well.
And you have different recipes that you transition through also. So it's kind of fun because you've got something new all the time when people go on too.
Yeah, I put recipes up on my website and my videos demonstrating recipes and all that kind of different inspirations and ideas and tips on lifestyle and things like that.
So you've got this new book, Raw Food Asia, and what's the difference between this one and maybe some of your other books? And how much fun was this to do? It sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. With each book, I have a totally different theme, a different look. You know, so Annie's Raw Food Kitchen was very much about introing, you know, the eco lifestyle. Of like, you know, non-toxic environments, non-toxic cleanses, natural beauty, all that kind of stuff. Annie's Raw Food Desserts, as we spoke, desserts are my favorite thing. So that was really around being able to eat healthy desserts but still be beautiful, like lose weight, have clear skin, healthy nails, shiny hair. So that was the theme of Annie's Raw Food Desserts. Annie's Raw Food Essentials was really about stripping back this this image of raw food needing to be difficult. So in Annie's Raw Food Essentials, I make it very simple with just like 3 to 5 ingredients per recipe to start and really teach you all the different types of recipes and then how to make variations off of each one. Now, with Annie's Raw Food Asia, I'm really excited because I'm pulling for the first time from my Asian heritage and background, which, you know, I'm Asian American, I'm Korean American, and my whole life, I think I sort of shunned it. Mm-hmm. And so as I've gotten deeper and deeper into raw food and eco-living and eco-lifestyle, I'm sort of realizing that the way that I was raised was, it's very much tied to my ethnic heritage. So this idea of, you know, being very close to the earth, we had a garden, organic garden growing up, we grew all of our produce, we were always fed using whole foods and a lot of raw foods. In Korean cuisine, a lot of the foods are whole, raw, and even fermented, full mm-hmm. of probiotics. And today, you know, probiotics, we can find probiotics in the supplement section. Again, you know, I'm always about getting things straight from Mother Nature whenever possible, and I like to make things whole whenever possible. So rather than buying, you know, a pill that's a probiotic, I find that, you know, if I can get that from my own pickled vegetables, my own fermented drink, and I have recipes for all of that in Annie's Raw Food Asia. So I'm really proud in a way to sort of be able to blend, you know, East and West and mm-hmm. sort of find that sweet middle ground of all the best from both worlds. So that's what I'm sort of doing. I also found that there's a lot of longevity secrets that I'm discovering from Asia, you know, really yummy foods like, you know, sesame, black sesame seeds. My mom told me that in China, they believe that if you eat black sesame seeds, because they're so potent and so full of calcium and vitamins and minerals, that it'll actually restore the gray hairs back to black. Is that amazing?
Yes, you know, actually, yeah. One of my degrees is in Ayurvedic medicine.
Yes, and I know, yeah.
Yeah, and sesame oil is one of the most profound healing, you know, properties of Ayurvedic medicine that there is, and it's wonderful. I just got finished with Panchakarma, which is, you know, a week-long detoxification renewal where you've got two therapists just slathering sesame oil into your skin, into your hair, giving you facial massage with it, and shiradara, which is oil poured over your forehead. And I mean, you emerge from that feeling like Cleopatra, you know, it's just really amazing. So
yeah, I even have the head massage, the oil head massage in this book, in Annie's Raw Food Asia.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited to get it. This is a pre-release book, everybody. It's not quite out yet. And so this is, you know, look for it because it's going to be really exciting. What is the actual release date?
It's May 14th, or May 10th. I'm sorry, I should know. But I think May 10th is the actual release date.
All right, right around the corner.
Yeah.
So you teach people how to ferment their own food.
Yeah.
Much like kimchi and kind of doing those recipes.
Yeah, it's Asian inspired. So a lot of different kimchis.
Okay.
You know, like a daikon kimchi, a cucumber kimchi, a, you know, a radish kimchi. There's like different fast ones where, you know, we can sort of cheat it a little bit by using apple cider vinegar, which is fermented in itself. And so the apple cider vinegar will sort of help speed it up. Or, you know, if we have more time, then we can actually pickle it properly. So I have, you know, both of those kinds of recipes in here. And then I have, like, a bunch of different shakes and smoothies. Again, like the one that we said with the avocado. I discovered that in Bali when I got to stay in Bali for a month. It was so yummy.
Mm.
You know, they're using sugar. So, of course, it's, like, so much easier to use a date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, something like that or even a banana. And then just blend the avocado and then put some chocolate syrup with it. So yummy.
That sounds good.
Of salads and dressings, of course, and then different vegetables, like even a creamed curry frog spinach. So the cream, you know, as I always make my creams with nuts, so I make the cream with cashew and then process the spinach and put it through with the same spices that we put into a cooked frog spinach.
Nice.
And then I have a bunch of soups and curries. I even have a jackfruit curry recipe. And then I have rolls and wraps and pancakes. In this book, I don't use the dehydrator that much in any of my books because, again, the dehydrator is an additional piece of equipment that not everyone is going to have. But if you do have one, I love scraping out the meat in the Thai baby coconut and then blending that into a puree, spreading it on Teflex sheets, and then putting it into the dehydrator, and then making you can use that to make different rolls. So you can use it to make like dosas. You can use it to make mushu, you know, like the mushu wrappers.
Oh, love that, yeah.
Yeah, I put scallions in it to make scallion pancakes. But what's even yummier is that I roll it up with ice cream. So I make like goji berry ice cream or like green tea ice cream, and then I'll roll it up and then it becomes like mochi.
Benny is salivating right now. He's making a mess.
You gotta stop doing this to me right now. I gotta
clean
stop doing
yourself,
these shows.
Benny.
You know, I gotta eat before I do these shows. This is ridiculous. This all sounds fabulous.
Yeah, I need to get
so
him a
yummy.
Bib.
I'll just borrow my son's bibs.
Yay. And then, you know, one of the requests I've gotten so many times over the years is people are like, oh, you're Korean. Do you have a recipe for bulgogi? You know, everyone loves bulgogi. It's basically, you know, thinly sliced beef that is marinated with, like, a sweet soy sauce. And so usually they use brown sugar and, you know, some soy. And so I'm making it, again, in a natural way with, you know, usually Bragg's or namashoyu. And if you want to put a little bit of agave, you can put dates in there. I actually have a date paste recipe because I feel like the healthiest sweetener comes from fruit. So if you actually just take dates and blend that with a little bit of water, we can make a date syrup. And so, again, that has the fiber with it and all the vitamins and minerals, so that's a great way to sweeten our food. And then I use that to marinate mushrooms.
Oh.
To marinate portobellos or shiitakes, that gives a mouthfeel that's, like, really meaty in a way, but then the flavors are very similar because I'm using the same spices and things as the bulgogi.
Nice.
So I'm making my bulgogi.
Now, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I have a question for you. I have several patients, and myself included, my son, that are all allergic to soy. And that's been a hard thing because we used to live in Japan, and we love our soy sauce.
Oh, wow.
And so I just recently, in fact, it hasn't even arrived. I ordered it. I was so excited. There's a company out there that's making a soy. It's not really soy, but it's a aminos with coconut.
And yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so I know there's another company out there that does it with the tzatziki beans, and so I'm excited to try that and see if it makes a good palatable substitute. But do you have a recommendation for people that are allergic to soy?
Oh, you can use miso if it doesn't have soy, but also Bragg's. I use Bragg's.
Okay.
Is Bragg's soy?
It is, and I have a couple of my patients I recommended to that they try that and they did react to it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so I guess I don't really. I just probably just use salt, like Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt.
That's what I've been doing up until now, and I'm eagerly awaiting the delivery of these coconut aminos to see. So coconut's a great, great thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really wonderful. I love it. It's so full of electrolytes. It's just a great way to replenish after, you know, a hard workout and after sweating, and it has so many benefits.
Mm-hmm. And it's got the medium chain.
Medium chain fatty acids are actually aids in weight loss.
Yes.
And belly fat.
Inflammation. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you take the meat and then slice it into like fettuccine, I use it as noodles. So I have a whole chapter on noodles as well.
Mm.
So you can either spiralize a vegetable like a squash or a zucchini into angel hair strips. Or what I'll do too is slice strips of coconut. Or what you could do, too, is, you know how I was saying that I dehydrate the coconut puree and then I make it into circles to make mushu or wrap it as mochi. You can also cut that into strips, and that makes noodles as well.
Nice.
I find coconut to be really, really versatile. I love it.
All right, we have to take a quick break, and we'll return in a moment. This is Keisha Yours. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. Stay tuned.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle, not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your Healthy You. Meditation heals and vitalizes both mind and body. Learn this wonderful art with world-renowned meditation instructor Ajayan Boris in the Effortless Mind Meditation Classes. The Effortless Mind Meditation Classes offer a direct experience of exceptionally deep meditation, accessible to anyone. Call the Fern Life Center today, 425-391-FERN. The Effortless Mind. So easy, anyone can do it.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376.
1150kknw.com. Your connection to alternative talk, 1150 AM.
When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't hang with the feeling.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. With me today is Annie Pio, who's the author of Annie's Raw Food Asia, as well as three other wonderful cookbooks, and she's coming to Seattle. Welcome back to the show, Annie.
Thank you.
So you were named one of the 12 warriors in Sambazon Acai. What does that entail?
Oh, well, I'm honored that they chose me. I got my own billboard.
Wow.
That's the first time I've seen myself on a billboard. So that campaign, it was a really cool campaign. They shot everyone on a white background wearing white with very little, well, no makeup. So instead of being like glamorous or whatever, we just had more of a warrior look to us as being very strong. And so then they painted a very vibrant headdress on us that represented what we were about. So my headdress, of course, has fruits and vegetables and, you know, all this amazing produce. And the reason that I was chosen is because I do a lot of work, like in South Central, with gardening programs with underprivileged areas. Because, you know, a lot of those areas are food deserts. You would think, like I just said, you know, Los Angeles, we have all these farmers markets, but believe it or not, in South Central, it's like a food desert. Mm. You know, if you go into a grocery store, everything is packaged, it's not food, it's all chemical, and so there's nothing fresh. And so unless these communities are learning to grow their own produce, grow their own food, they don't have any real food available. So I do a lot of work with those type of organizations. I have another organization that I did work with, but then they moved to San Francisco in downtown as well. And so for all of that, the community type of work, they named me as one of their warriors. And I got my own billboard for that.
That's so sweet. And that's wonderful because, you know, welcome to the school lunch program, what you just mentioned.
Exactly.
You know, it's terrible. It's what we're feeding our children, which is our future. And, you know.
I'm actually working with an organization here that's just launching to actually work with schools. So I'm going to be brought in along with some other chefs to help with developing gardens, but then also bringing programs in for the kids to do gardening, but then learn how to make food with the produce after they grow it. We really need to have more of that. How amazing would that be if the kids were then making the lunches for the entire school?
Right.
So we haven't been able to cross over to that extent, but at least we're able to create some programs, like some classes, to actually just help them learn about gardening and the connection of life and earth and growing things, and then being able to make food with the produce that they grow.
Well, studies have shown that if they grow it in the garden at the school, my kids in their elementary school grew a lot of their food, and more schools are doing that, that studies have shown that the kids will then eat these wonderful vegetables because they grew them, and here they are coming straight out of the pea patch where they just did it. So,
kids love running around with their little Dixie cup, with their little sprouting, you know, basil plants. They're like, oh, my God, look at it. It's growing in my Dixie cup. Like, imagine when that's in the earth, right? And they have their own piece of earth, and they can see that growing over time. It just changes their whole reality and their whole connection to life in general.
Yeah, this is an important thing that you're doing, and I appreciate it. And, you know, with, again, having my own children, I was also part of that, kind of trying to get that movement going in their schools. You know, let's, why don't, as a healthcare educator, you know, it's really important, because this is where health begins, is what you put in your body as a fuel.
Exactly.
Which is, let's talk about that, the nutrition in raw versus cooked food, because this is, there's a big difference between pulling something out of a can or a box or out of your freezer and actually doing the process that we've been talking about for the last hour.
Oh, absolutely. And so we can imagine when we're actually like pulling it out of the ground and eating it raw, we're picking it right then, whereas, you know, most food travels about 1,400 miles from farm gate to table. So a lot of times they have to pick it before it's fully ripe. Otherwise, it'll be overripe and spoiled possibly by the time it even gets to the store where we can go and buy it. So it's just so valuable when we eat food that is whole and as fresh as possible. And when studies have been shown, and I encourage everyone to look online and do your own research, but studies have been shown that the more heat we apply to a food, it actually decreases the nutritional profile, but also it's softening the fiber, which for some people sometimes with things like broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, it may aid for initially to help in digestion, but it also, we lose a lot of the water, or all of the water, you know, so when we're heating something, it's releasing the water. And if we think about the value of water, our body is made up of, what is it, like 85% water? So by eating fruits and vegetables, we're actually eating structured, filtered water, because these plants have this intricate root system that's actually reaching into the earth, pulling in mineralized water, distilling it up through the plant and depositing it into the fruit or the vegetable. So you get to eat the structured water rather than drinking. I've heard you talk about this on one of your radio programs. Instead of drinking it out of a plastic bottle, you know, we're actually eating structured living water out of a fruit or a vegetable. Mm-hmm. So, and then also the fiber is intact, and the fiber acts as a broom. The way I think of it is the broom that sweeps through our system and cleans us out, like we clean our houses and sweep out our garage. And then the water is hosing our insides clean, so it's a natural cleanse and detox. Besides which, eating whole fruits and vegetables that haven't been heated and they're organic and fresh, we're actually getting a higher level of nutrients. So we're actually getting more money, more vitamins and minerals and all the good enzymes and everything for our money.
Well, and that's an important factor, because I do a lot of digestive testing, the poop test, I call it, at my clinic all the time. And it's because people in our country have so many digestive issues. And a lot of times what I'll see, you know, someone has a yeast overgrowth, or they don't have enough digestive enzymes present, and it's breaking down the mucosal lining in their gut. And so then they're developing antibodies to different foods like gluten and soy and casein, you know, and some of these different things, because these are foods that are difficult for our bodies to actually metabolize anyway. And so by having So having these enzymes available from sprouting, from soaking, so important. And then absolutely, that alkaline versus acid type of environment that you create in your gut is going to make it possible for the good microflora to thrive, as opposed to the ones that love an acidic environment, which you have an acidic environment if you're eating processed food and sugars and alcohol. So really, really important to eat this way so that you stay healthy and you don't have to take a bunch of supplements. So
exactly. And then the more alkaline our body is, the less prone it is to be able to foster illness, like virus, bacteria, fungus, yeast, all of that stuff.
Cancer.
But we're actually healthier.
Yeah,
stronger,
exactly.
Vibrant. And then the more vibrant we are, the healthier we are, the stronger we are, that just translates to radiant beauty. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we're powerful, we're glowing, we're healthy, we're happy, we feel good. That's just beauty.
And
so
that's,
you just want to look more beautiful, right?
Right. And that's rising to your optimum potential, too. If you have energy, you can actually be motivated to be the best you that you can be. And
that's
if you're
great.
Tired and fatigued all the time, all you're doing is on survival mode. So really, really important. So voting with your dollars, this is an important piece. So you talk about buying locally and, you know, making sure that you know where your food's coming from. I know we had some, laying a brand out there. We had some Chiquita bananas in our fruit bowl several years ago, and my son took a look at that and said, I said, uh-oh, what have I done? You know, and he says, well, Mom, this company doesn't pay its workers very well. And, you know, and
Wow, great.
Yeah, so he, you know, he took me to an article that he'd had from school. And I said, oh, my goodness, thank you for educating me, you know. And so it made me more aware of finding out where my things are coming from.
Aren't you proud, though?
Yeah.
For him doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, I was totally proud
See,
of him.
I would be.
I thanked
like,
him.
Holy cow.
I know.
Thanks. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I just think that having awareness and, and spending money where we really want that to thrive, because it's like we're planting seeds when we spend our dollars. So having awareness is really, really important.
Yeah, and being connected as closely as possible to our food source. So that's the whole idea with raw food, is sort of choosing foods that come as close from directly from Mother Earth as possible. You know, I would rather try and avoid foods that have been manufactured and created by machines in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I want something that Mother Earth has grown for me.
Right.
You know, and having that connection. And so by going, you know, I'm lucky again because I have local farmers markets. I know in all parts of the country there are farmers markets with different seasons, like during the spring, during the summer, during the fall. So I encourage everyone to, you know, seek out the local farmers markets. But really developing that connection with the farmers, you know, they've picked that produce probably a few hours prior, usually at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it in their trucks and they drive it to the market.
Right.
And so, you know, you can really, like, ask them, like, what's your process? Are you using pesticides, herbicides? Sometimes the organic certification is expensive for these farms to pay for. So you can ask them, are you using pesticides? Are you using herbicides? You can usually go and visit the farm. You know, before when I was living in an apartment in an urban environment, I would actually take my compost back to them and give it to them.
Nice.
And they would take it, put it in their truck, take it back to their farm.
Oh, that's great, Circle. Annie, we are out of time, and thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your wisdom. And we'll look for you on May 19th at the Woodmark Hotel in Kirkland.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for listening again, everybody. Remember to live, love, laugh, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network. Have a great day.